Hello, and here are our readings for Monday, May 18th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him as a family of families through His Word. Today, we'll be reading from Psalm 66, 16 through 20, Numbers 7, 72 to 8, 4, and Mark 12, 13 through 17. We're going to be starting with Psalm 66, 16 through 20. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and high praises was on my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to my voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, because He has not rejected my prayer or removed His steadfast love from me. Numbers 7, 72 to 8, 4. On the seventh day, Pagiel, the son of Acharon, the chief of the people of Asher, his offering was one silver plate whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for the grain, one golden dish of 10 shekels full of incense, one bull from the herd, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Pagiel, the son of Acharon. On the 12th day, Ahira, the son of Enan, the chief of the people of Naphtali, his offering was one silver plate whose weight was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, one golden dish of 10 shekels full of incense, one bull from the herd, one ram, one male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, one male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs a year old. This was the offering of Aharon, the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar of the Lord when it was anointed from the chiefs of Israel. 12 silver plates, 12 silver basins, 12 gold dishes, each silver plate weighing 130 shekels, and each basin 70. All the silver of the vessels, 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 golden dishes full of incense weighing 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, all the gold of the dishes being 120 shekels, all the cattle for the offering, 12 bulls, 12 rams, 12 male lambs a year old with their grain offering, and 12 male goats for a sin offering, and all the cattle for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 24 bulls and rams, 60 the male goats, 60 the male lambs a year old, 60. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. And when Moses went into the tent of meeting and speak with the Lord, he heard the voice speaking to him from before the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Testimony, from between the two cherubims, and it spoke to him. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you've set up the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. And Aaron did so. He set up the lamps in front of the lampstand as the Lord commanded Moses. And this was the workmanship of the lampstand, hammered work of gold, from its base to its flowers. It was hammered work according to the pattern that the Lord had shown Moses. So he made the lampstand. Mark 12:13-17. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me take a look at it." And they brought one. And he said to them, "Whose likeness is inscribed? Inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. This is the word of the Lord, and our readings for May 18th, 2020. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.